Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you start a game, you expect to be introduced to most of its mechanics, especially if they're supposed to improve your experience and make things easier for you. However, it's not uncommon for some really useful mechanics to get omitted by the developers. They never mention them to you, even though they can improve your experience with the game, unlike everything else that they do teach you. And that's what we're here to talk about today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 incredibly useful secrets that video games never actually told you about. Number 10, girlfriend abilities, Grand Theft Auto 4. Now, dating has been a part of Grand Theft Auto's mechanics since Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. At its core, the feature requires you to take your date somewhere nice, and if you manage to impress them during your date, they might want to invite you inside their home for some hot coffee. This said, the women that you can date in GTA 4 offer more than just a good time. If you make them like you enough, they can help you with your medical and criminal problems as well. The two dates that you can message on the dating site Love Meet, Carmen and Kiki, are nurses and criminal lawyers respectively. Once you go on enough successful dates with them and earn their affection, they will offer to help you with their professional skills when you give them a call. Carmen can give you some first aid techniques that heal you instantly, while Kiki can remove your wanted level. It's really fast and easy, and since it's not a cheat code, it doesn't disable achievements on your save file, so you can use it as much as you want, whenever you want. I tell ya, the power of love is real. Number 9. Attacking the Ore. The Elder Scrolls V: Skyrim. In Skyrim, you play as a demigod destined to save the world from an all-consuming dragon, which is probably why you don't want to spend most of your time in the game watching your character awkwardly mine ore. Now, obviously, you need ore for crafting new armor for yourself, but that doesn't mean the traditional method of pressing the action button and then waiting for half a minute stuck in a scripted animation is your only option. Because lucky for you, there is another secret way of mining ore, and it's much faster and way more fun. And that is, we'll just attack the bloody thing. That's right, if you equip a pickaxe as your weapon, you can directly attack the ore source to gather materials, just as if you pressed it and triggered the regular mining animation. The process takes a fraction of the usual time, and you're not forced to just sit there waiting for your character to finish their scripted action. Best of all, with things like dual wielding and the elemental fury shout that make your attacks faster, you can optimize the process even more and become the ultimate bane of all rocks. Number 8. Stay up late, Stardew Valley. The gameplay of Stardew Valley is meant to be a relaxing experience filled with taking care of your daily chores and socializing with the townfolk. And yet, whenever the game's world falls into darkness, most players react with a bit of panic, actually. Not because there's any monsters or ghosts, mind you, but because if they don't get back to their bed before 2 a.m, their character will pass out and lose money on medical bills. Except, that's not entirely true. As much as the game wants you to believe otherwise, you really don't have to get into bed to avoid the sleep penalty. It only applies when your character doesn't enter their house by 2 a.m. While inside, you can stay up for as long as you like, and the only thing that you'll lose the next day is a small bit of energy. And this issue can also be circumvented if you've managed to level up a skill before passing out, in which case you'll awake fully rested anyway. This is a perfect trick for getting the most out of your day. Just set up some crafting items inside your house and you can keep working even after it's way past your bedtime. Just maybe don't tell your parents about this. Number 7. Supply lines, Fallout 4. Now, Fallout 4 introduced the settlement mechanic into the Bethesda formula, which since its release has been reintroduced in games like Fallout 76 and even Starfield. The features come with a lot of different functions, but while the game teaches you its basics, such as maintaining your settlement's need and gaining new inhabitants, there are also some other features that prove useful even beyond constructing the base of your dreams. In particular, the supply line mechanic can come in pretty handy for those who don't feel like hauling metric tons of trash and weapons across the entire state of Massachusetts. A supply line line can be established between two settlements to make them share the inventory with each other. This means, for example, that if you were to connect Sanctuary with the castle via a supply line, both places will give you access to the same things you store in them, even though they're on opposite sides of the map. This is incredibly useful for getting your gear moving, and you don't need much to set it up. You just have to construct a supply line post and assign one of your settlers. And just like that, you've created the Wastelands version of Amazon. Great. Number 6. Party Popper's Defense System – Animal Crossing New Horizons. The Animal Crossing series has always loved to include secrets, and New Horizons isn't any different. The game features mysteries both new and old, and some of them, like the Party Popper's trick, can even make life easier for you. One of the worst things that can happen to you in Animal Crossing is a wasp attack. Every time you shake a tree, it has a chance of dropping a bunch of angry wasps that immediately attack you, and getting stung by them will result in a nasty swelling that will only be cured with medicine. The only way to avoid the wasps is to run to the nearest hiding place, which is easier said than done when you're away from any building or pool of water. And this is why you might want to invest in a party popper. Party poppers, special items that you can only buy during New Year's Eve, have a secret function outside of seasonal celebrations. They can also be used to scare away wasps whenever they come after you, sparing you an injury and having to spend money on medicine. It turns out that lame parties aren't the only miserable thing that can be fixed with the use of this celebratory paraphernalia.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Cuttable Walls – Starfield. The cutter from Starfield is a harvesting tool that is highly versatile, but most people aren't actually aware of it. The tutorial missions in the game show you how to use it for mining resources, and sometimes you may end up using it as a weapon. But that's not all there is to the cutter. It also possesses a third function that you can only discover by experimenting with it, in which case it'll open a lot of doors for you. Quite literally, in fact. You see, the cutter can cut open walls by slicing through them. Now, the trick works only on specially marked walls with orange pins, but it's still a great way to find unrevealed areas and potential loot. All it takes is lasering off the orange pins on the side of the wall in order to remove it. The process is simple and actually pretty easy to figure out on your own, considering the walls literally have the words "cut here" on them. Still, since the game only teaches you about the mining capabilities of the cutter, there's a lot of people who actually missed out on this feature in their first playthrough. Number 4. Plumbing – Project Zomboid. Project Zomboid, the isometric zombie survival simulator, is known for its inclusion of all sorts of complex and in-depth systems that can make your survival easier, or, well, very short-lived in some cases. Now, most of the mechanics are explained to you via a tutorial or hints, or you can just learn about them intuitively by interacting with the world. But there's one peculiar, unintuitive mechanic that's never taught in a tutorial, even though it's the most reliable and easiest way of getting clean water in the game, and that is plumbing. Yes, your post-apocalyptic shack can actually have functioning plumbing that will allow you to get clean, drinkable water straight from the faucet. Now, the process requires you to place a bathroom appliance inside a walled room, below a water source like a rain collector barrel that's sitting atop a roof, and not further than three spaces away from the placed item. After that, you'll need to find a wrench and use it on the appliance to connect the pipes. It's a bit tricky and hard to figure out on your own, but once you learn how to do your pipe work, you'll be living like a king of zombie-infested Kentucky. Number 3. Learning unique spells from scrolls. Baldur's Gate 3. Baldur's Gate 3's attention to detail isn't only reserved for its story content and general mechanics. It can also be found in its many, many secrets, one of which is the scroll learning feature's untold functionality. Any wizard character in your adventuring party possesses the ability to learn a spell from a scroll by spending gold. This permanently adds the spell to their spellbook, allowing them to cast it as many times as they want, instead of just once by using the scroll. The ability is incredibly useful for teaching your wizard new spells on top of the ones they already get by leveling. But what Baldur's Gate doesn't tell you, though, is that this method can be used with unique scrolls that possess one-of-a-kind spells that you'd normally only get one use out of. Once you realize this, you won't ever have to worry when you use your one and only flesh-to-gold spell, or losing that unique summon that you had back in Act 1. Just chuck the scrolls at your favorite wizard and abuse this magic system to your heart's content. Number 2. Horseback crafting. Red Dead Redemption 2. The level of realism in Red Dead Redemption 2 is certainly impressive, but Rockstar's dedication to accurately represent even the most minute and boring aspect of living in the Wild West also sometimes has its tedious sides. Things like cooking and crafting can take a lot of time, as they require preparation and actually creating the items you want. The most egregious example of this are split-point bullets that increase your damage and lower your Deadeye usage, but you can only make one at a time, and even making a couple takes forever. However, if you don't feel like spending hours watching Arthur carve X's into his bullets, there is a way to make them on the go. Though it's never mentioned in-game, you can craft most of your items on horseback, as well as by the campfire. All you have to do is open up the camp menu while on your horse, and then choose which item you want to make from the crafting options. Horseback crafting also allows you to make split-point cartridges, so you can get your special bullets while simultaneously moving between places and enjoying the beautiful landscape of 19th century America. Who said you can't mix leisure with efficiency? And number 1, Fulton Fast Travel, Metal Gear Solid 5. The Fulton recovery system from Metal Gear Solid 5 is one of the most fun mechanics in the entire series. I mean, let's be honest, who doesn't enjoy strapping a huge balloon to something and then watching as it gets violently launched into the stratosphere, especially if it's an enemy soldier that you beat unconscious and strap them in for a rude awakening. However, as it turns out, it's not just items and potential recruits that you can transport back to the main base using the Fultons. You can actually give yourself a ride back home as well. Once you upgrade your Fulton to be able to carry heavy objects like containers and vehicles, you can actually hop into the Fultoned object before it leaves in order to trigger an instant return to base. Not only is it a stylish and rather hilarious way to travel, but it's also incredibly convenient. Unlike your regular return procedure of setting up a landing zone and then waiting for a helicopter to arrive, this is instantaneous. If you're in a pinch or simply don't feel like waiting, this is the perfect mode of travel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.